Your morning team show on WSGW. Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think?
What song do you use?
We're
going to play The Doors.
I mean, well, their only number one hit.
The choice is endless, though. I mean, for
of course.
The classic sounds of The Doors.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lewis, you enjoying Jim Morrison there in the home studio?
Yeah, they were all right.
Yeah. You can enjoy a new collection.
Uh-huh.
It's titled The Collected Works of Jim Morrison, Poetry, Journals, Transcripts, and Lyrics.
Whoa.
This just came out last week. 584 pages, all gathered in one definitive volume of his prodigious artistic output, as they say here. Yeah, they say it was created in collaboration with his estate and also Frank Lisandro, who was a filmmaker, photographer, and a friend of Jim Morrison from the time together that they were at UCLA. The book pulls much of its material from about 30 of Morrison's own notebooks, hundreds of loose handwritten pages, featuring rare photographs, featuring rare lyrics, and film much of the material never before seen.
Wow.
How about that?
Whoa.
This guy says that almost everything Jim wrote was first set down in a notebook or on any handy scrap of paper, like an empty page of a back of a book, a creased envelope, or a cocktail napkin.
Huh? Wow.
Really?
He says Morrison wrote down everything, no matter how small or fragmentary, even just scenes, images, and bits of dreams. He says, along the way, again, this is his friend, along the way I was forced to abandon my preconceived notions of what a poem should be and understand Jim's poetry for what it was, unconventional, experimental, bold, threatening, difficult, and for some readers, possibly offensive.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That pretty much captures
that's
it.
That's about right.
Yep. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Well put.
Again, released last week, The Collected Works of Jim Morrison, Poetry, Journals, Transcripts, and Lyrics. Doesn't give an asking price here, but if you're interested, check it out. It's by Harper Design.
So you get to break on through to the other side of Jim Morrison.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm sure after reading it, he would probably light your fire.
Well, is it also, when did he die? 1971?
Something like that.
So then this would be
that was early on.
50th anniversary of his
50th,
death.
Yeah. 27 years old when he passed away. Much too young.
Can you imagine a 77-year-old Jim Morrison? I don't know.
if you can imagine a 77-year-old Mick Jagger.
Well, that's true. That's a great point. That's, yeah.
There is some people.
You don't have to imagine it.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Good point. It's reality.